If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They should have done a whole 15 minutes on Eddie when he would go to the Bel Air on Rush River. I would have liked to have seen that in Green Haven. Like, hey, that's Eddie Murphy.
I think Eugene Robinson played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he got burnt for an 80-yard touchdown by Rod Smith.
See, that's why you listen here. Look, Eugene
was charged with solicitation.
Is understandable if nothing else.
Who's not had a bad night in Miami?
It's like, all right, okay, okay. When you compare it to the other two, one guy disappeared. The other guy literally takes they don't know it's me, and takes the mask off like, you idiot. And lost. I mean, there's a very easy way to calculate the amount of millions of dollars he lost because of that video.
Yeah, he lost a lot of money. Wasn't Alden Smith, they don't know it's me or whatever? Didn't Alden Smith get in trouble on a live or whatever?
Yeah, he was. I think he was either smoking weed.
Was Laramie.
I mean, Alden didn't have a mask on.
Oh.
He was like, somebody got him on a camera phone.
He wasn't on the camera, but you hear Alden Smith in the background. Yeah. Oh, they can't tell it's me. They can't see me.
Yeah. Yeah, he was at the crib. I think, yeah. Damn. Yeah. That was bad. Alden, I hope Alden's doing okay to this day. Because he was in some sketchy parts of San Francisco trying to get some stuff. Laramie.
Not the same stuff Eugene Robinson was trying
to get. Well, no, that's a one of one, it feels like, in the NFL, at least for the team playing in the Super Bowl.
No, it's a one of one getting caught. I very seriously doubt it's a one of one.
That's what I mean. That's a tie for second.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then he played and got destroyed.
Yeah, but again. Whatever.
Well, Laramie. I get it.
Well, today, serious question. Would Laramie Tunsil's draft stock drop today? Same exact video, same exact timing, same exact everything. Would it drop today?
I feel like it would, because it wasn't that long ago.
Oh, it was a while ago. I mean,
10 years ago?
18, 17, I think.
It was the year the Niners got, I think they got Eric, they either got Eric Armstead or Buckner. It was that draft.
Man, was getting high through a gas mask.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
I can't believe that was 10 years ago.
That's crazy. That was 10 years ago.
The 2016 draft, 13th overall.
I was about to say, where'd he go? Yeah.
He was the projected number one overall pick. Mm. 10 minutes before the draft was set to begin, his own Twitter account showed a video of him wearing a mask and smoking from a bong.
And that was somebody did that.
Close like someone was out for revenge.
Who went first?
Who went first in the 2016 draft? The number one overall pick in that draft was Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. Jared Goff went number one. Carson Wentz went number two. Joey Bosa went number three. Maybe he wasn't the projected number one overall.
I thought he was, though.
Because I felt like Goff and... Well, did the Rams...
I thought he was projected number one.
...move up to get Jared Goff? Or did Philly move up to get Carson Wentz?
I think Philly moved up to get Carson Wentz.
Joey Bosa went third.
Maybe the
idea was... Because I remember this being the Goff-Wentz draft. Mm-hmm. Maybe the idea was he was going to be the first non-quarterback taken.
Gotcha.
And Joey Bosa was, wow. Man, how different would this all have been if Laremy Tunsil did, in fact, go to the Chargers? Mm. Would the Cowboys have taken Joey Bosa where they drafted Ezekiel Elliott?
Mm, I was just having a conversation about Zeke yesterday.
I mean, look at the top of this draft, by the way. Goff, Wentz, Bosa, Zeke, Jalen Ramsey, Ronnie Stanley, DeForest Buckner.
Yeah. What, 9, 10, 8?
That's 7. That's the top 7. Man. Those are the first 7 picks of the 2016 draft. Man. Then you get to Tunsil at 13.
And Tunsil's been, like, multiple-time Pro Bowl,
good.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's he's a 5-time Pro Bowler. Mm. Yeah, 5-time Pro Bowler.
He's been as advertised. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Oh, I forgot about the Instagram account where they texted the text exchange with him and the Ole Miss coach. He asked the coach for money.
Oh my gosh.
It was a coordinated attack against Laremy Tunsil. So again, I ask, does his stock drop? Does his draft stock drop at all? If he is the number one overall pick in the 2026 draft, and those two instances happen in the same exact fashion, does his draft stock change?
I say yes, only because I think, I believe the knock was more decision-making as opposed to what he was actually doing. It was like, this guy doesn't make good decisions.
So if we work with the non-quarterback theory and go 3-13, I'll say sure, it's affected, but it's affected like 3-6.
I can see that.
3-13.
I can see that.
Like, in hindsight, that is crazy to me. But maybe.
And he went team right drafting. Defoe, huh?
No. DeForest Buckner went 7th.
Right after.
Yeah, DeForest Buckner went 7th. Laremy Tunsil went 13th. The names that I read, that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Mm. Man. That was a nice draft.
Yeah, it was very good.
First 7-8 picks.
Yeah, very good. Very good. How many other sports shows are talking about Larry Tunsil, Eugene Robinson, the occasional desire to pick up a prostitute before a big game, and equating Ray Lewis to O.J. Simpson?
O.J.
Always O.J. If it wasn't for Cam and Mace, no show would keep O.J. Simpson's name alive like we do. And not necessarily for positive reasons. It's not like we're championing O.J. Simpson. He just always seems to come up.
Yeah, it's topical.
Hey, man, I won't mention this guy's name. I'll give him his initials. O.J.S.
Just to close the book on this, because it does feel very important. Eddie Murphy was once pulled over by police with a prostitute in the car.
Can't prove anything.
Yeah. I feel like I remember him saying, I was just giving her a ride.
think he did.
And who are we to say he wasn't?
Can't prove anything.
Who are we to say he wasn't? All of this is better than talking about the Kings, by the way, who play tonight at 8 o'clock, for God's sake.
Cooper Flagg is in town.
That's dope. Yeah, Cooper that's Flagg dope. If town. It wasn't an 8 o'clock start, I'd go see him.
Wonder if Meg is coming back tonight. I just realized Dallas. 8 o'clock start. Maybe she opens a Popeyes here in Sacramento.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. That'd be great. How many Popeyes are there in Sacramento?
Oh, there's probably, my guess is, I'll say 27.
Oh, my God. I didn't think it would be that many. I thought there was a handful.
Let me change that. 20. I'll say 20.
I know where one specifically is.
I know where at least four is.
Mm.
Love me some Popeyes. Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Can Meg play the three?
Probably.
Well, she might.
Meg is tall.
Yeah, Meg gonna be sitting courtside like, yo, can y'all get some rebounds or something? Like, here, let me help y'all.
And for those who haven't heard, it's gonna be without Keegan Murray.
Yeah, for a while. Keegan Murray will be reevaluated in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Pretty bad ankle sprain is going to keep him out of action. So I don't remember if I said this to you yesterday. It was in the notes. I can't remember if we brought this up in our conversation with James or not. I think there's a very real possibility that this roster that Doug Christie had to start the season never steps on the court together.
Mm.
Keegan and Domas haven't played a single game together. Yeah. And then you start factoring in like Zach LaVine being in and out, all the DNPs, you know, got, and then you've got the trade deadline, which is now a month away. Doug may never coach the team he thought he was going to coach. Mm. Incredible.
And
absolutely incredible.
He may never coach the team. Like, might not get another team next year.
Might not. He might not. We'll talk with Jason Jones is back to writing about the NBA.
Well, better that than the Dodgers. That's all he worried about is them damn Dodgers.
Well, he wasn't worried about the Dodgers. If you saw The Athletic this morning, he's worried about why the hell the Oklahoma City Thunder have lost for the sixth time in 12 games. We'll talk to Jason Jones about a variety of different topics, including his Las Vegas Raiders when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jason Jones going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. A reminder to kick off the new year with some Baker Family Wines. You can head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. Join Dusty's Clubhouse. You can even head over to the Tasting Room in West Sacramento right there on Industrial Boulevard. And if you pop in on the right day, you might run into Dusty Baker. And those bottles autographed with the baseball stitch make a beautiful gift or just a display in your house. So head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. We're going to be joined by Jason Jones of The Athletic coming up here in just a few minutes, who was back to writing about basketball this morning.
There we go.
He got that little itch. Was like, hey, man, let me cover the game. I love doing the culture and the sneakers and wrestling and movies and talking to Eli Manning and all of that stuff, but let me go ahead and write about basketball again.
He said at the end of the day, a lot of game.
He did.
A lot of K.
He did. Interestingly, he's writing about one of the coldest teams in the league over the last 12 games.
He ain't lying.
And it was the Oklahoma City Thunder. Let's welcome in the professor, our man Jason Jones right here. Jason, I was pleasantly surprised to open up The Athletic this morning and see that you were back to writing about basketball.
Yeah.
This enthusiasm pours from Jason Jones here in 2026. Yo, like, are you back, or was this just a little, hey, let's work some things while you're in between culture assignments?
This the latter.
Okay.
It's kind of like, hey, you're still a basketball guy, so every now and then maybe you can write some basketball stuff.
And you can't write about good teams. You have to write about the Thunder when they're apparently really bad.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like they're like, oh, the team is struggling. Hey, you got something to say? I'm like, maybe I'm a subject matter expert in just trash teams.
Yeah,
like,
about to
hey,
say,
Jason, you're used to this. Could you?
They said, we know that's your bag because you know, well, used to write for the games.
You know bad basketball.
Yeah, like when the Clippers were struggling earlier this year, they're like, hey, Jason, could you write something about how the Clippers are doing and how they're going to – I'm like, I can't write about a team that's above 500. I wrote about Ja Morant earlier this year. It was after the whole thing with the coach. It was like they win like 8 of 12 or something. They don't ask for nothing with that.
Oh, man.
They haven't even asked to do one Kings thing, though. This is weird.
You have to read the disclaimer at the bottom of any Jason Jones Clippers article. It just says, I hate this team.
Well,
I don't hate the team.
You hate the Clippers. Stop it. You do not like that
team.
They're
not worthy of hate.
Okay. All right.
Well, we know who you do hate.
I'm writhing above hate. I'm writhing above hate.
We know who you do hate. We almost both sent you a screenshot of the man the other day.
We did. Ooh. Darvin Ham popped up on our TV screen, and for some reason, he was lingering around the screen a little too long. And as every time I see Darvin Ham, it's like, Jason Jones, where's my phone? And I start.
I don't hate Darvin Ham. I just wanted to take his hand out of the pocket.
Jason,
look at the picture.
This is uncalled for. Darvin did nothing wrong today. Darvin don't deserve this.
We have about 20 straight weeks worth of conversations in which we could put a best of compilation in where you managed to work Darvin Ham's name into every conversation for no reason whatsoever.
I just wanted to take his hands out of his pocket. I'm like, they're on a 20 to nothing run. Darvin, do something. Get a tech. I don't know.
Oh, you got to coach with his sons the other day.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I guess it was the first time ever because they took a picture in Sacramento like it was the first time. We're 40 games into the season. I don't know why that was the first picture, but I'm assuming maybe they got the call up from the G League or something.
Who knows?
Yeah, I actually think the Bucks G League team was here. That's why they were playing the Stockton Kings and Giannis was at the game and he hit the mascot. I think that's what happened.
Giannis just likes Central California.
Well, that's true, too.
Get him away from the Fresno area. He just likes that. Of all the parts of the state to fall in love with, Giannis fell in love with the part that all the natives try to get away from.
I like the Central Valley.
Giannis is the same dude who's like, I don't know where these rumors come from. They need to stop. My agent just keeps talking to them about trading me, but I have nothing to do with that.
He up here like, why y'all keep asking me? Ask my agent.
Like the agent works for you. I can't control what he does.
That boy wild. That's what shit, man. That boy crazy. I don't know what to do.
He just be like, you know what? I'm bored. Let me go ahead and call the Bucks and say, let's get me out of here. I don't know why he would ever do that. Man, these agents, you know, my homie Rich Paul with his podcast, like, hey, you see the play they ran, me and LeBron.
Yeah, that was... Rich Paul, I gotta watch that. I still haven't watched that. I got to watch this
podcast. I mean,
it's interesting.
So part of me says take all the podcast mics, but part of me says, no, let's keep this going.
Yeah, I want to see this for a little while.
I mean, this stuff gets better and better and weird. Like Paul Pierce being like a relationship expert.
Oh,
so
goodness gracious. Yeah, that guy.
All right, man.
That guy.
This is my favorite version of Paul Pierce, though. Like, retired, giving this crazy relationship advice, like, yeah, cheat. Like,
just crazy advice. That's they stop right there. Crazy yeah, advice. That's whatever. What it is. In anything, Paul Pierce. About that Thunder article you wrote, though, what is going on with the Thunder right now?
I don't know. I think it's a long season. Part of it is they ran into Wimby, who apparently hates their existence. A few times.
So I said, they ran, just for those who aren't hip to this, they ran into Charlotte last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were down by 30 to my man, was it Brandon Williams or what's his name? Not Brandon.
Brandon Miller.
Brandon Miller. Yeah, Brandon Williams.
Not Brandon Williams. That guy.
Yeah, that was my homie. I like
somewhere Brandon. James Ham just threw something.
I'm making everybody mad without trying today. Yeah, they ran into Brandon Miller and like they ran into, you know, Knuppel and all those dudes.
Face of the franchise.
Face of the franchise.
Down by 30 at home to the Hornets.
Is it as simple as like, obviously the Thunder are a championship caliber team, but when we talk about that, the way they started the season, is it as simple as they just were playing the worst teams in basketball and they took care of business? And now outside of the Hornets, now they're playing some equal competition and it's looking more like just a regular season now where you win some, you lose some.
I think it's a couple of things. I think part of it is they were insanely hot to start the year. I also think that that kind of covered up the fact that the margin they have between themselves and the rest of the league is not nearly as wide as their record would indicate. I mean, they went 7 games with Indiana. And no disrespect to the Pacers, that was not the Reggie Miller, Jalen Rose, Rick Smith's Pacers they were going against. They were going against Tyrese and a bunch of guys who were like, well, Tyrese, Siakam, who's like an all-star, but he's not like, if there's a level to an all-star, he's not like a superstar.
They went 7 with a broken Denver team.
Yeah. I mean, this is the same team that last year before the trade, the Lakers were routinely going beat up just because they were just physically stronger in the front court than they were. So, I mean, they're a good team, but I also feel like the margin between them, they're not the 96 Bulls. They're not the 2016 Warriors where you've got like 3-4 bona fide Hall of Fame players just playing at a crazy, insane level. So I think it's a combination of things, and they were going to come back to earth. They weren't going to lose like 6 games all year. That wasn't going to happen.
Well, the thing that gave me pause about that, because I absolutely thought they were winning 70 when the season started, was they did a lot of it without J-Dub.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, like I get the schedule. Like you made that argument really, really early. It's like, yeah, I get that, but like what about when you add, you know, the dude back? And that has not been the case at all.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, I mean, they played so long without him, you might need some time to get used to playing with them again. You know, those losses, three of them are to San Antonio, one's to Minnesota. So then they got Phoenix, which is better than everyone thought they were going to be. Mm. You know, so, I mean, I think part of it is, you know, you're playing some better teams. Part of it is there was no way they could play like at a 95% win clip for an entire season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Caruso mentioned it the other day in one of our other articles. Last year, they had a different type of edge because they got bounced from the playoffs early. No one believed in it. They're like, yeah, they got a good record, but no one believed in them. Mm-hmm. Now they have a target. Yeah. You know, they've got the championship. They've got the MVP. And there's something to be said that when teams show up to your building now, they're like, you know what? That's the MVP. Mm-hmm. That's the champion. They're trying to win 70 games. Let's go ahead and knock, you know, put a dent in that. So
sure. There's,
I mean, we also forget, too, they're still a very young team.
Mm-hmm.
They won a chip, but they're still – they've never – the only guy on this team who's been through this is Caruso. Hmm. Of their, like, important players, it's Caruso.
Yeah.
So he's the only – probably the only person who's familiar with the idea of we've got a target on us. We got to be ready to go every night.
Well, as we continue to place the Thunder in the same tier as the Sacramento Kings here.
Yeah,
they're over for the Thunder, yeah.
I have made the proclamation, let me know what you think, that the Thunder cannot beat the Spurs. And I'm talking about in a series, like four games. They can't beat the Spurs. The Spurs, it's a terrible matchup. They can't beat them. If they face them in the playoffs, I'm picking the Spurs to win that series. Do you feel that way about what we've seen from the Thunder and the Spurs so far?
Right now, I don't disagree with you. I think that's of all the matchups in the West, that's the one they probably would want to avoid until the conference finals. Hmm. I mean, really no one has an answer for Wemby if Wemby's on. And because of the way Wemby can control the paint, they're able to use their wing defenders in a way that most teams can't.
Hmm.
Because even when you know, he just takes up so much damn space. Mm-hmm. So it's like when he doesn't even have to leave the paint to help on the wing sometime.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, I mean, he's just so different, you know, and they can throw, you know, and they've got multiple guys late in the game who, you know, man, they don't have to go through Wemby in the fourth. They can go through De'Aaron in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. You know, they can go through Castle. They've got so many guys the Kings should have tried to get in that damn trade last year.
Yeah, that San Antonio was smart enough to know they weren't going to move.
When I watched the Spurs, and I'm like, you couldn't get, what's the name, the dude with the crazy
Devin
hair?
Vassell,
you couldn't get him? You couldn't get any of those guys?
Jason, Zach LaVine was far more important.
I'm sitting, man, I'm not even a Kings fan. I watch the Spurs, and I get mad. I'm like, all the guys they have, you got none of them.
Jason Jones mad? Watching the Spurs and Darvin Ham. So
you got none of them, and you gave them an unprotected pick.
The old people who didn't even care. They're just like, you want Zach here? I got Zach. Leave me alone. I'm gonna be fired, so it doesn't matter.
That's accurate. That's accurate. Yeah. Speaking of being fired, we speculated about this. I don't want to say all season, but somewhere during that 10-game losing streak, we started to have the conversation.
About week three.
October, yeah.
We started having the conversation about Pete Carroll. I think it was the right move. I know that you do, too. Pete Carroll is out as the Raiders head coach, but since the last time we talked to each other, the Raiders also secured the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. You got news today that John Harbaugh, the Baltimore Ravens, was his time in Baltimore is over. So he's probably become the most, like, coveted, you know, coach this offseason. There are reports that Brady has plans potentially for Brian Flores and Brian Daboll in here. What's a good offseason for the Las Vegas Raiders, Jay?
Oh, let's see. Where do we start? I almost want to – they got to get a coach that can hang around more than a year or two.
Be a good start.
That would be a good start. Get an offensive coordinator who has an offense that actually fits the NFL in 2026. You know, that would help, you know. And get a quarterback. You know, I don't know who you draft. I mean, some people say Mendoza. It was just weird for me being a Cal guy. Somehow Mendoza ends up a Raider. Number one pick. I'm like, that would be crazy. You know, some people say Dante Moore is the number one. I don't know. But you got to get a quarterback. They got like 10 draft picks, like $100 million in cap space. Don't do what you did last year and don't spend any money and bring back a terrible roster. And then look at your coach and go, why? You know, but it'll help if the coach doesn't hire his sons to coach important positions, and those two positions are terrible. You know, that would help a lot. I mean, I was looking at like Ashton Gentry's numbers. Considering the line and all the issues, his numbers are pretty damn good, all things considered. You know, in terms, you know, he damn near ran for 1,000 yards, even though he got hit in the backfield every other time he touched the ball.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of folks were down. I'm like, I'm not down on him. I said, last year, and they had the same problem with the line, they couldn't get anyone to get anywhere near 300-400 yards. I'm not down on him. You still got Brock Bowers. I think Max is – I don't like Max's little temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean – I'm like, dude, to me, it just felt like what he was doing was so performative. Oh, I'm going to show that I'm not hurt. You've been on the injury report every week for weeks now, dude. Shut up. Mm. Dude, now you really have to play against the New York Giants. Man, stop.
See,
I'm sure it really killed him to not play against whoever those guys playing quarterback for the Chiefs were on Sunday.
I haven't heard this angle from so enlighten me. I'm not. A lot of people are like, oh man, the Raiders doing Max so wrong and all this other stuff. But you say he's been it was a little bit of, like you said, performative, him doing all that, considering how he's been acting all year.
He's been, I mean, he's been dealing with the injuries, and there's no smart team would have their best player out there playing for nothing on an injury. No team would do that. So why all of a sudden do you have to, oh, I'm gonna go put a video of me on a trampoline, I'm gonna show up, whatever, man, whatever, dude, like, stop. Like, we get it, you love to play football, we get it. But stop acting like, you know, the whole idea, he stormed, he had to get out the facility because they said they were going to put him on IR. I'm just like, I'm over that type of stuff. I'm like, come on, give me a break, really?
I think the cherry on top to this offseason, given where they are, and it's not a knock on him as a player, but, like, that might be your next move, Jay, if you really want to. You laid out a lot of things, right? Like, you've got to get the coach right, you've got to get the coordinators right, you got to do all of that stuff. You obviously have the need at the quarterback position. You have a draft spot that can help in some way, shape, or form accelerate that. But you also have a prominent defensive player who's probably entering or in the vicinity of his prime. You might want to try to move that.
I think if you can, you know, I have bad memories of moving a defensive player in his prime.
Understandable. Understandable.
That turned into a special team safety. And it just was bad. And I'm not pushing to trade Mac. I don't like the way he ended I don't like that whole thing, but he was at the game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought the other stuff was more performative. I'm like, we get it, Max. You know, we get it. You know, coach on the field, give all effort, yada yada yada, et cetera. We get it. I think the NFL, you can turn things around quickly if you get some smart decisions and you use your cap space, kind of like what New England did. They actually spent the money they had, unlike the Raiders, who did nothing with it. you know, but you got to get quarterback right. I mean, for all the people who ran off Derek Carr, they've gotten worse at quarterback ever since Derek Carr's been gone. Mm-hmm. They got rid of Derek Carr with no plan. Their plan was Jimmy Garoppolo, and they let Davante Adams run him off, and then Davante left. I mean, they need a true leadership structure. I mean, this whole – I mean, I don't know what exactly Tom does, but it irks me to see him on TV commenting. I'm like, bro, they lost 9 in a row. Why don't you get off of TV and do something? It's just a weird – they've always had a very unique setup in the front office and everything, but when no one really understands who's making the decisions, that's a problem, because you read an article, one says that they passed on Sam Darnold because Tom didn't like him. And then you go and get Geno Smith. It's like the Seahawks are like, what, you'd rather have our guy instead of Sam? Okay, we got you. So, I mean – but whenever the season goes bad, there's a lot of blame. Now, all of a sudden, no one knows who hired Chip Kelly. Like, no one knows how that happened all of a sudden. Now, no one wants to take, oh, that wasn't my guy. That wasn't my guy. But somehow he made $6 million last season. Mm-hmm. So he was somebody's guy. So I would love for them to be in a situation where someone says, you know what? That was my decision. I think the only people that Pete got credit for hiring were his sons and the special teams coach who was bad that he fired.
So let me just throw this. I know, you know, you got to get the quarterback, but I've just asked the question for weeks now. Are they ready to get a quarterback? If you potentially, you know, will and deal a little bit with that number one pick, you combine that with Max Crosby potentially getting traded. I mean, you could look at having like 5 first round picks this year. 4 or 5 first round picks. If that was on the table, you got to think about that, right? If you were the Raiders,
you got to think about it, but you still need a quarterback. No matter how you slice it, they need a quarterback. I mean, even if Geno was good this past year, Geno's like 36. And your only other quarterback I probably would be under contract would be Aiden O'Connell. I don't know what, I mean, it's not like, I don't think you're going to go into an office and saying, yeah, we're solid with a kid. With Kenny Pickett and Aiden O'Connell and Geno Smith, you got to get a quarterback. They can't keep treating the quarterback position like, oh, we'll get to it later. And in the NFL, one of the best bargains you can get is a young quarterback on his rookie deal. So if you get a young quarterback, you got to plug him. You got to plug him in to start early, and then use that space to build around it. And hopefully, if things go well in 5 years, you're paying that young quarterback. But then you've got enough around him to where it makes sense to pay the quarterback. But, I mean, to me, they can make as many deals as they want. If they don't get a quarterback, it doesn't really matter. Because in the AFC West, when you've got Bo Nix, Patrick Mahomes, who I assume he'll talk to Satan and get his knee better as ever, and, you know, Justin Herbert. You cannot keep trotting out Gardner Minshew and all these other guys. You just can't keep doing that. And and on top of that, and one thing about the AFC West too is that every other team has a really good defense. So you can't just keep trotting out these these patchwork quarterbacks. You got to do something. You got to get that position right. You got to get a playmaker on the outside to go with Bowers. We probably need two. You got to address your offensive. You got to address a lot. And I think they got, 10 picks, all that cap space. Mm-hmm. They if they're run smartly, they have a chance to turn this thing around much faster than I think people give them credit for. I think rightfully so. No one believes they have the aptitude right now because they haven't seen it in 20-something years.
See, that the aptitude is the most important part, because you talk about the quarterback, you talk about you have to get a quarterback, but the difficulties in that is obviously you have the number one pick, but this doesn't feel like a Caleb Williams draft. It doesn't feel like a Trevor Lawrence draft. It doesn't feel like there is this march to the NFL draft where we know there's going to be a top quarterback, there's going to be a quarterback taken. We were just talking about 2016, a little bit ago, and it was it was Goff and Wentz there at the top, and you knew one was going to go number one and the other one was going to go number two. You kind of have that situation here with the Las Vegas Raiders and the New York Jets. Like, both of those teams need quarterbacks. I just don't know how sold everyone is on Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, like, you're right, you got to get the quarterback, but what if one of those guys isn't it? And you have that number one overall pick, and you just laid out everything else that the Raiders need, and it is a long list. Can you afford to get the pick wrong when maybe you could have gone with an edge rusher, a lineman, something that might have been, you know, graded pretty high in terms of a draft board?
Yeah, I don't think you can afford to miss, but the Raiders have shown they can miss at every position.
Man, the similarities between the Kings and the Raiders is just so freaking frustrating.
I mean, I would love to be like, well, if they don't take the quarterback, it'll be because they got a good edge rusher and they'll get a quarterback in the second round. I'm like, no, they'll take the wrong guy. They'll take the wrong Clemson guy. You know, they really have to prove they won't mess this up. And yeah, and the thing is too is all that cap space, all that, you know, if I'm the Raiders, they might hang up on my face, but I make a call to Baltimore and be like, hey, that quarterback you've got, you know, hey, we got the number one overall. I mean, they should be open to anything at this point. I mean,
well, that eliminates one of the coaching candidates if you do that.
But
that's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
You know, but if you're the Raiders, maybe that number, I mean, because my thing is, when I say get a quarterback, it can be a veteran. It doesn't have to be a rookie, but the veteran can't be a downgrade. It can't be a lateral move. You got to get an upgrade. So if you go get a, there's a veteran out there. You know, maybe, you know, I know what the word was last year, they tried to get Stafford. That didn't happen, but you know, maybe the move is we've got so many holes on this team, we go out and get, you know, some disgruntled veteran. But knowing my luck with the Raiders, it wouldn't be Lamar. They'd get like Kyler Murray. They get Tua. They get Tua. They do something like that just because they don't like me and they want to see me have to pick a new team every season.
No, it is because of you.
Well,
yeah.
What if they get Malik Willis? People talking about he's a hot commodity.
That would be such a Raider thing to do.
Okay. I got one for you. Mac Jones.
Oh, he's not on. He's not available.
Okay. Why is he not available?
I'm not talking
for the number one pick.
I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, for the number one pick. Yeah,
for the number one pick, man. You on that good start of the year, man.
I mean, Mac Jones, that's your cousin. You guys share a last name. Come on, Mac Jones.
When I watched Mac Jones during the season, I said, you know what? I'd rather have him than Geno.
Well, that was easy.
But you know what? Not for the number one pick. Not for the number one pick. Now, is Mac a free agent?
No, he's got a year left.
It's a trade.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Might as well go ahead and draft Fernando. That's why I like the internet. The internet is so funny. They said there's not a more Raider name than Fernando Mendoza. Well, he's going to lead the league in jersey sold. I'm like, this is terrible yet hilarious.
Oh, man.
I mean, but somebody made the point, too, though, that he might be the right fit for them just because he's so straight-laced. Like, who's not going to get tempted by Vegas and Sin City? Fernando Mendoza.
Fernando, yeah, you good.
You know, somebody said the comp is, what if he's quote, just Jared Goff? I said, have you watched the Raiders play quarterback in the last few years? You know how much they would give for Jared Goff, which would be another Cal connection for me, of course. You know, maybe that's the problem. They haven't got a guy from Cal to play quarterback.
Could be it.
Get the young boys. Is he going to stay? He said he's staying, right?
He said he's staying. Yeah, you know, Tosh, you know, our buddy Tosh coming through. You know, it's weird to keep track of because with the portal, you're going to lose some guys. You're going to gain some guys. Half of the guys you never heard of either way. People are going to be way too angry about, oh, why is he leaving? Like, you didn't even know who that guy was. Chill. You know, so, I mean, yeah, it's you know, it is what it is, you know. But, you know, hey, it should be a fun off season. But luckily for me, pitchers and catchers report next month. So that can distract me from the pain of the Raider coaching search, which you know.
When is
at least they don't need a GM this time.
When is the lockout happening?
We almost made it. We almost made it. We got to 349 before
see,
we got
he started
a,
it.
Before we got a Dodger
well, nobody
reference.
Has a hat on today. That's the thing. He didn't wear one of those ugly hats. but that wasn't a shot at the other team. I'm just saying the Raiders are so painful. At least I have that.
It's going to trigger him.
What's going to trigger him is
this game on the weekend.
I'm surprised he's not mad at your John Cena shirt.
I don't have a problem with John Cena.
It's the particular John Cena shirt that he's wearing.
It's the LA John
whatever.
Cena shirt.
It's whatever. I'm just waiting for that lockout to happen.
I'm waiting for that Philly game to happen.
Oh, stop it. No. Will you stop it?
Did you enjoy the game last Saturday? I did.
No, I didn't enjoy it at all.
Why are they wearing black, man? Making fun of the Raiders. They're going to wear black and score 3 points?
Well, that was probably the reason why.
Speculation that it upset some of their players.
That was Nike. That wasn't us. That was Nike.
Every time they wear black, they play terrible.
Well, except for that one time when Chip Kelly got his one victory. Carlos Hyde had a spin move, you know, on Monday Night Football, and that was one of two wins that year.
How does Chip Kelly just hit both our franchises? And then the fact that, you know, I'm a quasi-Eagles sympathizer because they were drafting all my buddies. And then Chip went out there and got rid of Deshaun. He's like, get out of here.
Well, your boy, quarterback, that's a frat brother, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so I got to root for him. You know, there's at least one key, there's a couple of cues on the Niners, but unfortunately, my brothers are tied to a very annoying, whiny fan base.
Oh, stop it.
And nothing will do. It was, social media was so beautiful Saturday night. That was beautiful. Y'all had to all shut up after a week of, when we blow out the Seahawks.
Who said that? Nobody said that. Nobody.
Oh, what did you say? It's not raining. It's on or something like that.
I said they said it wasn't raining, and I said it was over for them hoes. That was their last chance. No.
It sure wasn't raining points from San Francisco.
Oh, it wasn't raining points for the Seahawks either.
That 13
was just raining yards.
It's like a game of spades. That 10 of spades looked mighty big when anybody got no spades. That 13 looked mighty big when you get 3 points.
We only had 3 books.
Jay. They ran a Boston on y'all. Your boy Christian out there giving the ball back to. I'm like, man, what is this? They supposed to do this in the postseason. Oh. Not now, but no.
No, we got something for these boys on Sunday.
Maybe.
Got something for these boys.
I hope not.
Everybody,
I really hope not.
Everybody counting them
I'm
out.
I'm in my full player hater aura right now. That's all I do for the playoffs now is just hate on my friends' teams.
You don't have to worry about the Chiefs this year, though, so that's a good thing.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, they were dealt with already, you know. But they'll make a covenant with evil again, and they'll be back.
And you beat them.
Yeah. Hmm?
And you did beat them this year.
So.
After you secured the number one pick.
Yeah, so you
smart.
Could actually
that's the
win.
The smartest thing that's ever happened.
That was two wins.
Yeah.
They actually won a game where Travis Kelce was playing. They don't normally do that. I mean, my Tyree Wilson looking like a first-round pick all of a sudden. I'm like, man, don't do this. Oh, now you want to get 2 sacks. Man. I will, every time I look at him, I say, that was supposed to be Jalen Carter.
Jason Jones, where
now you got me sad again.
Let me tell you. Hopefully, this will brighten your day. We're happy to have you back for another year, our longest running guest. Mm-hmm. And I will speak for me. I greatly appreciate the messages in the group chat for Happy New Year.
What the hell are you doing?
And Merry Christmas. Like, I don't know why you're so upset about this, Jason. Very kindly, every holiday. Just sends us like well wishes.
Why can't it
Happy
just be
New
a
Year.
Regular graphic? Why
well, what do you
all
mean?
That other stuff?
I didn't.
I got to get like profane responses.
I don't understand. What was the graphic? He said Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. How can you?
I said Happy Kwanzaa, and I got angry.
And you got upset. Man, you ain't with us.
Man, I was like, man, I can't even get Happy Kwanzaa.
What are they doing celebrating Kwanzaa? What are they doing?
I'm just offended. I'm like, I send a nice little Merry Christmas note. It's like, shut up. It's like, wow. Yeah,
I thought it was very nice.
I just don't understand the hate.
Are you too finished? Are you done?
We should let Jason go.
Maybe. I don't know,
Jason is kind of, Jason's king of the group chat.
We hit on the NFL,
For those who aren't aware, these are the Happy New Year signs that.
All right, this guy got him saved in the phone, bro. He bringing them back up, man.
They're Happy New Year with a couple World Series trophies.
I'm going to send you a Happy New Year's from Darvin Ham.
I'll say thank you. Happy New Year.
Jay, we appreciate you as always, my friend.
Darvin living his life. I ain't mad at Darvin.
And his sons were coaches on the G League team. That's why the picture.
Okay, got you.
Good to see young men working. I ain't mad at that at all.
Hopefully they'll be the Lakers coach before before you know it.
Vivek will hire him first.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Jay, we appreciate you, man. Thank you, brother.
All right, man. Take care. Let's boo the Spurs for what they did.
Not against
boo
that.
Spurs.
Thank you, Jason.
All that talent from Sacramento.
The heist. Well,
I think we're booing the wrong person if we do that, but I'm with it.
Shout out to Harrison Barnes, my guy. All right,
we appreciate you. You know who Harrison is? Remember when we said we missed George Bush?
Oh, I miss Harrison.
I miss Harrison Barnes.
Oh, man. Remember when he get one rebound?
Oh man.
I miss that.
Oh, God. I miss Harrison Barnes. Remember when he lied to us and said he wasn't going to shave till the Kings made the playoffs?
Poor guy. He had to put his foot down at some point.
But I don't think that's what it was. That was a pregnancy beard, wasn't it? Because wasn't his wife pregnant?
I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. Well.
She's pregnant. I'm still shaving.
Don't shave too much or you'd be single. That almost happened. Are we done? Is the show? Yeah, Jesse said the show's over. We'll see you guys tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Meg Thee Stallion.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.